The joy she felt in her triumph was contagious. Kaidus actually found himself grinning.
Very well.
Exactly what did you seize?
The beam racer, Tahiri reported. And the prince was aboard.
Kaidus' brow shot up.
You captured Isolder?
Tahiri nodded.
I did.
And he revealed the location of the Jedi base?
Not yet, she said. But before losing contact, our agent reported a conversation in which it was said that Isolder had come to meet Ben personally, because Tenel Ka wouldn't trust anyone else with the location of the Jedi base.
Tahiri's face grew clouded. Then she added,
I thought you might want to perform the interrogation yourself. I killed the last subject I worked on.
We all make mistakes, Kaidus said.
Where's Isolder now?
The prince is secure in the Anakin Solo's brig, with the rest of the racer's crew, Tahiri said. I offered to confine him to one of the VIP cabins, but he refused to guarantee his behavior.
He's an honorable man, Kaidus said, nodding. I'm glad it won't be necessary to interrogate him, at least not harshly.
Tahiri frowned in confusion.
He didn't strike me as the kind of man who will be easy to break.
He wouldn't be, Kaidus agreed. But I've already learned the location of the Jedi base.
Tahiri's mouth dropped, but she seemed too astonished to actually voice the question.
Kaidus closed his eyes and turned in the direction of Haven Space.
In the transitory mists, on this side of the consortium, somewhere between Roku Depot and Terrafon, I would say.
He opened his eyes and turned to Tahiri.
I'll grow more precise when we get closer.
Tahiri's brow shot up so high that the scars on her forehead laid at an angle.
How?
Kaidus smiled. It's in my blood, Tahiri. He left it at that. This was neither the time nor the place to explain how a Night Sister blood trail worked.
Come here, Kaidus said, motioning Tahiri to Myrta's bedside. You're a woman. Perhaps you can find a way to make her discuss the Jedi on her strike team.
Tahiri obediently came to stand beside the bed. The subject has no sensation below her shoulders, so our options are limited, Kaidus noted. And I suspect she wants to die anyway, so death threats won't work either.
When do death threats ever work?
Tahiri's gaze began to roam over Myrta's sheet-covered body.
But she's part Mandalorian, right?
Maybe even completely, Kaidus said.
Why?
Mandalorians are way too proud, Tahiri said. Smug, even. It's the biggest weakness I've seen in every one I've met.
Kaidus considered this for a moment, then asked, You're thinking humiliation?
Tahiri nodded.
But we have to take it farther.
The subject's a decent-looking woman for her line of work, and that has to make her vain.
So disfigurement, Kaidus said. I hate that.
Who doesn't?
Tahiri asked.
If we want to break her, we have to maim her so badly that people will pity her. Then, if she still doesn't give us what we want, we send her back to Mandalore.
That inspired Myrta to raise her head.
Go ahead, you dung-sucking dark side slut! See what happens!
So disfigurement would be a problem for you? Kaidus asked. He glanced over at Tahiri with a look of admiration.
It sounds like you've found your inner Yuuzhan Vong. Congratulations. I'll have someone bring a mirror panel so she can see what we're doing to her.
He stepped over to the wall and used a knuckle to depress the call button. When the door to the ward slid open an instant later, he was surprised to see that his black-clad GAG guard was accompanied by a white-uniformed medic with a remnant insignia on her collar. In her slender hands, the medic held a blood collection kit. Before his guard could explain the woman's presence, Kaidus turned to her directly.
Is there something you require here, Lieutenant?
The woman paled, but clicked her heels and inclined her head.
Lord Kaidus, the Moffs request a sample of the prisoner's blood for their genetic data bank.
Later, Kaidus said. You can wait outside until we're done, or leave your comlink identifier with one of the guards.
Yes, Lord Kaidus.